Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Thursday, May 21st. It's 16 degrees outside, and it feels like 16 degrees outside, but it feels warmer than that. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by A Small Orange. If you decide to go get some web hosting, you should visit goodstuff.fm/dailyish/97, and you can follow the links to A Small Orange and watch an amazing video where I show you how easy it is to get set up with WordPress, register a domain, and write your first blog post. I'm joined today by my lovely wife, Susan.
Hi.
Sue.
I'm more commonly known as Sue now.
Right.
I don't really know anybody that calls me Susan.
When, or what we usually hear these days is just, Mom!
Yeah. Mom and Sue would be my main names.
Yeah. There you go. That doesn't define you, though, as a person. Yes. So you're joining me today because you wanted to, you said you're going to book in, like other people are supposed to book in to be a guest on Dailyish, and you were going to book in the calendar thing and say, schedule an appointment someday. But I said, that's silly. We can just do it. But so right now our daughter, Lucy, is playing nicely outside by herself. Hopefully. We have a window open if she screams.
Hopefully she doesn't wander away. She's in the sandbox.
And... No, she's going onto the trampoline right now. Actually, I can see her. So. Which is good. It's safe on the trampoline. She doesn't know how to jump bad enough yet to hurt herself. So, yeah, what did you want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you talk to your guests? You want guests to book in.
Oh, okay. Right.
So,
what's going on?
I just thought it would be nice to get to chat.
Just an excuse to be able to talk to each other.
Exactly.
Right. So what's up today?
Well, Mason's at preschool, Damien's at school, Lucy is here.
She's going to help you today.
I'm going to clean the house today because it hasn't been cleaned in over a week and is getting really messy. And also I'm having a whole bunch of women over tonight that I have regular Thursday night host thing here. And so, yeah.
But Would you say that you're, when you clean the house, is it a stressful event or is it a fun?
When I am by myself, like, I mean, this is the problem. We're cutting into my nice cleaning time where Lucy's not bugging me right now.
You want to be here.
I do. No, when I'm by myself, I enjoy just kind of getting, I like taking things that are in chaos and making them in order. That is actually brings me
That's
great
a good
thrill.
Summary of you, yeah.
It's a very good summary of me, isn't it? And so even cleaning can be that way. Not that I mean, I would much rather just sit down and enjoy a cup of coffee and read a book for sure. But I do get a sense of satisfaction out of taking things that are, you know, all crazy and in a mess and making it look nice and ordered.
Right. Which is, that's a really good summary of, as an observer of you.
Which is like, which is why folding laundry is actually one of my favorite like chores. Just because it's like this big messy pile of clothes and then, you know, you spend 10 minutes with it and then it's these nice neat piles that just, yeah.
Which is, I like the way you framed it because it's not like you said, it's your favorite thing to do. It's just within the chore realm, mm-hmm. the chore genre.
That would be things. That it's would be a good favorite. One. Plus, I could do it while I'm like watching TV or listening to a podcast or something like that. So it's kind of mindlessly taking chaos and putting in order, and so I feel good at the end of that.
Which is where you and I differ in terms of having our what we define as chaos.
Yes,
is where we differ because I enjoy having if something is really messy. Even like something like I'm thinking of sweeping the floor or something, if it's really messy, then I enjoy getting it clean. And like, or if the lawn is really long, it's more fun to mow it when you can see like the lines where you've mowed and where you mm-hmm. haven't mowed and being able to look back and see, or like my haircut that I need to have and waiting until it's too long. And I'm starting to grow a mullet in the back or something or whatever's happening back there.
Yeah, you do need a haircut.
Yeah, I was going to go get one this morning.
Usually I'm the one to say that to you. I hadn't even...
That's how little we've seen each other.
Yeah. But not that we haven't seen each other. We're with each other all the time. We're just very focused on very different things. And yeah.
Yeah.
Don't really have focused just staring at each other, having conversations.
To be fair, we did spend 3 hours watching TV last night.
We did.
So we did choose some other activities to stare at a screen together.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about Survivor. Sue said the only reason she gets to come on is if she talks about Survivor, so we're not talking about Survivor.
What? Oh, I was saying I would like to talk about other things than Survivor. In the podcast world of people that listen to you, they think of me as that girl that he watches Survivor with.
They might think of you as my wife as well. Spouse or life partner or person who folds the laundry in my house. No. So, what do you ever listen to Dailyish?
I actually do all the time.
Yeah, I often come home and hear you. I think I've talked about this before.
Yes.
Hear you playing it. And then
it's often while I'm making supper. And so I do try and listen to it before you're home because I know you're going to walk in the room and be like, oh, I don't want to listen to this.
Mad stomping and yelling.
Yeah. But I do. I try and stay on top of hearing all the episodes. So
do our kids ever react funny, or they don't really pay attention to it when you're listening, right?
You know what? For our kids, it's just incredibly normal that they hear your voice talking on a podcast.
So weird. Yeah.
It is. Like they'll hear a podcast and they'll be like, is this daddy? And you know, they can tell it's your voice. And so it's like, yeah, this one's daddy's. But it's just totally
normal.
Yeah. And they know the word podcast. They know what it means. Like, they know more about podcasting than a lot of people in the world, I would say.
Right. Well, yeah. I was thinking our parents or something who, yeah, sometimes don't. But yeah.
I did do a little tutorial for the women last week.
Oh, yeah. On how to subscribe or something?
Yes. So, we were doing this little book study that I'm hosting at my house. And I have about 10 women that come every Thursday. And the previous week we were talking about, you know, just listening to podcasts because everyone has a phone now. Everyone can do it now. But they just don't know how to do it, or they find ones they like and all that kind of stuff. So we're sitting in the living room with the TV right there. So I just pulled it up on the Apple TV and gave them like, okay, so click the app. And
did mirroring from your
phone. Yes, I did mirroring. And so they followed along and I was like, okay. And so then when you want to search, you hit this search button and then, you know, type in a podcast that you've heard of and then hit subscribe. And then, yeah, we went back and
so
showed them. Now
it'll
be in your feed.
All the good stuff podcasts,
no.
So we can inflate our numbers a little bit.
No, I didn't.
Did you just tell them anybody about the fact that I do podcasts?
I didn't. Honestly, I didn't.
It's too embarrassing.
I always wait for people to ask. It was right there on the screen, like the podcast that you do, but
right,
you know, because I showed them my feed of podcasts and stuff like that. But they didn't.
Nobody
said anything. And some people know that you do that, and some people, have no clue and whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. I
don't feel the need to promote you with my friends because I know that they probably wouldn't be that interested.
Or that I'm not that interesting to them. Or that then it doesn't allow you to come on and talk about
exactly
stuff in the same way if you know that all your friends are listening.
I don't want to know my friends are listening.
But it's kind of fun when your friends are listening. I've gotten over that, I guess, but
yeah.
It's different when you're, it's just different. Once you get used to it, then it's not a big deal. And you know that it is weird when I find out somebody's listening who I wouldn't have guessed would listen.
Yeah.
That's what's weird and not, because it is still like admitting that you play, I don't know, play World of Warcraft for 8 hours every night in your basement or something. Or it's kind of that level of weirdness still when I tell people that I do podcasts, the weird look they give you, or give me. So, but I'm over it as far as caring whether it's weird to them, but that's just me.
Well, it's obviously something that you have to do if you want to keep going with it.
Yeah, definitely.
You got to get over that.
And this is 97 episodes of this thing, so.
Whoa.
I was trying to think of what I should do for 100 episodes. Have some sort of
We should have party. A party. Should I make you a cake or something?
It's a little, I don't know what we'd, I don't know how that would be like a celebration for any of the listeners. I guess we could have like a 100th episode live party with the two people that would show up online live to listen or whatever, have their own cake somewhere in the world.
I get the kids to be excited. And
yeah. Yeah. could record a special interview with them about turning 100.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's 10 minutes of the episode, so time's up.
All right.
Anything else you'd like to promote or link to?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I really don't have okay. anything.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of Dalish. If you aren't subscribed and you want to know how, you can contact Sue. She'll send you a tutorial on how to subscribe to podcasts. And you can follow me on Twitter. I'm iChris on Twitter. Good Stuff has a Twitter account, goodstuff_FM. No, it's not. It's changed. Good Stuff FM, all one word. We changed it, actually, just to make it easier. But I'll spend some time adjusting. This episode can be found at goodstuff.fm/dailyish is where this show exists. And then if you put a /97, that will get you directly to this episode, which there isn't any link, so it's not worth going there unless you want to find a link to my Patreon page, which is, good, which is at patreon.com/iChris, where you can support me and my podcasting efforts a little more directly. And someday I'll have Sue back on to talk about why she hates Patreon. And... No, she doesn't really hate Patreon.
I don't hate it.
She has some issues with it.
No, not... I don't know.
We'll get into it another time. That's a teaser. Preview of a future argument. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.